Blog Talk Radio.
Exploration. Love. Healing. Magic. You've entered a very special place where anything can happen. Stay inside your ride, but be prepared to expand your consciousness. Welcome to the Psychic Funhouse.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Psychic Funhouse. Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you are in the world. I am here today with a wonderful person, Marie, and we're going to be speaking with her. So without further ado, we're going to begin. Good morning, Marie, and welcome to the Psychic Funhouse.
Thank you very much, Michael.
Yeah, there's the audience. They're excited to have you here. Wow, I'm so excited to talk to you. We've been working together now for, first time I saw you was in January of last year. So it's been, we're already in March, so what is that, 14 months? Yeah.
Yeah,
so that's exciting. And I really don't, I haven't discussed with you what you've experienced through our sessions together. So I am excited to discuss all of this with you. I know you've had some amazing readings, and
yes.
I know you've had this amazing journey with your guide. So I'm really thrilled to discuss this with you. So welcome.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Great to be here.
Yeah. So what I wanted to ask you, we'll start with, what were your spiritual beliefs before we started working together?
I was raised Catholic, and so am a current Catholic. And I would say growing up, it didn't really cross my mind about the spiritual world. It was just always, you know, God and Jesus. And so I never really, not that I didn't believe in it, but I just didn't know about it. So it didn't, like, probably didn't enter into my realm till about maybe 5 years ago, where I started seeing, connect with energy, spirits and spirit guides, that was something. And then I started paying attention to it. And it was before, it wasn't that I just didn't pay attention to it. And then just my life got to a point where, I don't know, I just started paying attention to what was going on in my life.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I was raised Catholic as well, and very similar. I believed in God and Jesus and Mary, and but not spirituality. I heard about it, but I thought people were a little crazy. Believing in spirituality, whatever that was, I thought at the time.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. So what prompted you to call me or start working together? What was there, an event that started this in your life, or what was the pull?
Well, I've been going to I don't know what you call it, a symptomatic energy healer, and they do polarity also, and just through them, talking and learning from them, I never did any readings or anything, and then my daughter, she heard about you from somewhere, and she was going to do a reading with you, so I said, sign me up. I wanted to see her, what it was all about, know what it was all about, and I got in contact with you, and my first one was just, I just wanted to learn, I just wanted to see what it was all about, and I never dreamed that it would take me on this journey that I'm on right now.
Yeah. Yeah, so, that's incredible. So did, shoot, the question was here and it just left. Oh, well.
I do that all the time.
Okay. So did you, so then you didn't have any goals or objectives before we started doing the work? It was just kind
no,
of.
No, because I didn't know what to expect. I didn't know what to expect. And then when I got on air and was, you know, talking to my spirit guides through you, I just opened up a world for me. Like, I just realized, well, one of the things I realized is that I'm not alone. And because I had been through a rough period of my life for probably 10 years, and it made me think, wow, I went through that journey and I really wasn't alone like I thought I was. And then it was a different feeling. After I had that first reading with you, it was a different feeling. Like, you're never alone. There's somebody with you all the time hoping for the best for you. And it just, it just changed how I felt.
Mm-hmm. Did you become aware of their presence at that time?
Not so much that, but it just, because I can't feel that, but I just, it was a feeling of knowing they were there and want the best for you. Yeah.
An understanding then that they were present. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Nice. So did you have any expectations at that point for this
after
journey?
After the first phone call or meeting, I think the first time it called, my grandfather appeared also. So that was really cool. He appeared at that time, and then my spirit guide came in. It was after that first phone call, it was like, okay, now pay attention. And you have all these support systems and people and spirit guides believing in you. Let's go. Like, I was just on a different journey in my life then. And it was such a good feeling.
It is a nice feeling, right? You have a cheerleading team behind you. And on the side of you and in front of you, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Well, I have to tell you, you are one of the very few clients that does the work. And you remain consistent to doing the work. And what I've seen in my experience working with people, with clients and with their guides is progress is made when they do the homework. And
it's
incredible what can transpire. And from what I've seen too, witnessed is also people think, well, how is meditating, you know, 5 minutes every day or writing in my journal, how is that going to help me get unstuck or get to this next level in my life? Well, I don't know exactly how it works, but it all works conjunction with each other. And it can get you to the next level. And it can help you move through areas of your life that you need to move through.
Yeah. And, you know, that was one of the things I was told to do was start journaling and meditating. And when I started doing it, it was kind of tough. It was like, okay, what do I think? What do I write? And to be honest, I've only been journaling maybe 6 months, maybe even a little longer than that. But now it just flows. Like you just sit down and you just let your mind go with you. You don't have to. It's easy. And at the beginning it was a struggle, but I just made myself keep doing it.
Yeah.
And I try to do it now. My schedule, I try to do it like every other day to do.
Okay.
So that's
good.
Yeah. But it's just now it's like a mental thing now. I just, when I'm done, I feel better. I write different things. Sometimes I write in my journal like goals. Sometimes I just write things I'm grateful for. Sometimes I write things I need to do. so, you know, just grateful for the day. So it's all, they're always changing. And that was my struggle in the beginning is what do I write? But it just comes to you. It just, every day, just something different comes to you. So it's
wonderful.
When you're done, it doesn't take that much time. Like I usually, in the beginning, you gave me a program to follow, and I think it was like 21 minutes. So that was a struggle for me to find 21 minutes. So what I've done, since I've learned a lot from that, I commit to 10 minutes of meditation, and then I journal. So then I'm not like, oh my gosh, I got to go find a half hour to journal or to do this. So I do that. Now maybe I'll extend that as I go along, but that is working for me.
That's nice.
Yeah.
And what time of the day do you journal and meditate?
Usually in the evening, like after I get all my stuff done, it's usually 7 or 8 o'clock at night. Then I'll go up and sit in a room, very quiet, and just do it. And it's actually very, like, very calming and very relieving after you get used to doing it.
Nice.
So, yeah.
That's wonderful. So it becomes, what I like about it, it becomes kind of this sacred time, this sacred moment for, right, our mind and our soul to be able in the subconscious to kind of bring forth all this information and get it out of the body.
Yeah.
Also in communion with the higher soul and spirit.
Yeah.
And the spirit guides.
But it is.
Wonderful.
Yeah. And in previous years, like over my adulthood, I tried to journal and never stuck with it because I didn't, nothing flowed. But now because I meditate first and then I write so that it just, my mind's clear and free. And so.
Oh, that's nice. So do you, like, go to a special place in your home where you have that set up? And where's that?
Yeah, one of my bedrooms has a chair in it, and I just I close the door. Again, I'm upstairs, my dog. I close the door. I don't even let my dog in. And I sit in this chair, very comfortable, and I have a timer. So I close my eyes. I sit there and I close my eyes, and it just flows to me. So it's
that's fantastic.
Yeah, like I said in the beginning, it was like, oh, okay, I got to go make myself because this is what I was told to do. But now I don't have that feeling. It didn't take long to get that feeling.
You're being punished. Go sit in the corner.
Yeah. And the journaling, of all the things that the guides have told me to do, the journaling is one of the most consuming. Some of the stuff that they told is so simple that you think, how's that going to change? But it does. I remember you told me one time, pink, wear pink, get some pink candles. I mean, how hard is that? You know, so now when I'm buying stuff and when I'm doing stuff, things go to pink. I just... Because if I want love in my life and I want harmony, just pink it. So a lot of the things that I'm told to do are so, most of them, all of them are all, that's the thing is they're all doable. I don't go leave one of those sessions and go, okay, I'm supposed to go buy a business and I'm supposed to go buy a house. None of it's like that. It's all doable things that you're capable of doing, and it's very easy. I just make a list of the things I'm supposed to do after we're done, and I go do them. And then when I'm done, I call you back for the next list.
I don't remember most of what comes out of my mouth. So thank you for the reminder. Now it kind of is coming to me. Wasn't that about trying to bring in a partner?
Yes.
Not the pink?
Yes. Yeah, it was. Okay. When we first started, I thought I was ready for that. But in reality, I still don't think I'm ready for that until, like, I get a few more things done. I just don't think I can complicate my life by bringing someone in right now. So maybe that was, they knew that. The guides knew that. But I still, I'm falling and I keep my eyes open and look. And but that was one of the easy things.
Yeah.
I can, if you want me to, I can mention some of the things because, like, you probably don't remember them, but
sure.
I remember.
Well, if you're comfortable, go ahead. Yeah,
oh, absolutely.
We'd love to hear them.
Yeah. Yeah. One of the things was that I need a stylist. I need to dress because I own a business and I kind of dress casually. Like, I don't wear jeans to work, but I don't. So one of the things that they suggested was you need to dress the part better. So you need to go get someone to style you, which I was able to do locally. I did that, and I love that. That was a treat, actually. I absolutely love that. Some of the things was hiring different people to help me with different things. I was able to find the perfect people and do that.
Yeah, I remember the suggestions with personnel in your business.
Yeah, which really helped. Just trying to lighten the load on what I was taking on and put it on someone else so that I can concentrate on other things. Let's see, there was, I moved from one house to another house, a house that I've been in for like 30 years and was way too much for me to take care of. And they suggested that I find, which I already kind of had, like an interior decorator, you know, to help with that, to take the load off. I should have wrote some of these down. There was, like, so many things. We talk, some of them come to me.
Yeah. Well, one of the things about you, Marie, is that I've noticed and gleaned from our interactions and our discussions is you're a really busy woman, extremely.
Yeah.
That's what I get from you. And you do run a big business.
Yeah.
And I'm just in awe of you, how you run that business and take care of your family.
Yeah.
That's a huge job, or two jobs, or three jobs, or more jobs.
Yeah.
You're really amazing, and it feels like you're very disciplined in your life in those areas.
Yeah. And one of the things that the guys are pushing me to do is get out of my comfort zone, to go to, like, conferences, to go to travel. They suggested many, many times that I travel, which is hard for me to do to get away. But actually, I went ahead, and I'm going to Paris because of them. In May, I'm going to Paris. I have two locations, one on the East Coast and one on the West Coast. So they have suggested that I get to the one on the West Coast more often. So I am going to make plans to do that. But, yeah, a lot of this stuff is just, it's not hard. It's just they're suggesting you get out of your comfort zone so that you can go to the next level. And my life has changed dramatically since that first phone call, that first meeting. Like, because I, like you said, the guide suggests things, I go do them, then I call you back and I get more things, and my business has grown, how I feel about myself has changed. I've been suggested that I put boundaries on some people that I have relationships with. I've done that. So it just, it's really changed my life, like, big, for the better.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's nice to hear. That's really nice to hear. I think it's amazing how they are always there.
Yeah.
We're their main concern, nobody else. And they're waiting to assist us, to help us to grow, to be better, to do more, to learn more. And all we have to do is ask. And it's free, and it will flow if we tap into that, and it will improve our lives. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yep.
So you were talking about, you just mentioned it's really helped you. So is there, in what areas have you seen the growth?
Number one, my confidence. And my, not only my confidence, but my, like, I was always the person, this business I have, I own with my ex, or I own it, but my ex-husband's a big part of it. And it's, I always was in the background. I still did the same things. I never got credit for it. I was always in the background. And it's pushed me to say, like, I'm part of this. I am this. I am, I'm the reason it is the where it is. I make, and I've come up and been more, made decisions without conferring with people. I've taken credit for stuff. I would never take credit for anything. So I'm much more confident in that, and then just realizing who I am. Like, mm-hmm. you did this. You've done this. This is why this business is what it is. Own it. And I've owned it, and it just makes me feel better without being I'm not arrogant about it. But I just, like before, yeah. I think I mentioned to you, my friend would say to me, this is the owner of this company. And I would just look at her like, don't say that. And now, now I'm proud when she says it, like, because I just always was one. Everyone in the community just kind of knew my name, but I was always in the background, and everyone assumed that he was the one doing everything. But now everybody's realized that I was a huge part of it, and he was too, 100%. But I was kind of like the background doing all the things that he got credit for, and it just made me a more confident person, a more prouder person. I'm realizing I can go to the next level. I can go to the next level. And if I step up and step out of my comfort zone, I can have and do even more and help people. My whole goal in life is to help people and give, and that I can do more of that if I get out of my comfort zone and go do it.
Right. So. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, one of the things I've gleaned from you is you're very humble, and I think you first mentioned your business and I Googled it. It was kind of like, wow, she's really humble.
Yeah.
Very humble. You have a major business, and it's refreshing that you're humble, but I, you know, at the same time, I think I remember with the guides, is they're always prompting you to step into that space. You are a CEO of this company, and you have to own that. And
I wasn't earning it before, in
order to actually move forward quickly, and or what is it? Be in alignment with that energy to help you move the business forward more.
Yeah. And it's really, like I said, it's my whole being's different. I'm proud. Like, you know, the company supports the community. Like, we live in a small town, so it supports the community, and I'm just proud of that. And I've had chances to walk away, but I always think of that. I think, you know, we're not employing people. We're employing families who then support the community. And it's a big responsibility. And I'm proud of that.
Yes, as you should be. That's amazing. You do amazing work, and you've told me some of the things you do, and I'm just blown away. By your generosity and your spirit, you're just a really nice person. And
from
what you tell me, you seem like you're a very nice boss too. And I think your employees are blessed to have you as a boss. Yeah.
Yeah. My theory has always been if there's something that I need or my family needs, so do they. So that's always my theory in life. If that's something I need, if I need health insurance, then they need health insurance. If I need this benefit, well, so do they. And that's been my theory all, is take care of them because they take care of me. And if I didn't have them, I'd have nothing. And then with the community,
absolutely,
too. So. Yeah.
Well, unfortunately, there are a lot of businesses that do not acknowledge that.
Yeah, I agree.
Which
with
is
that.
Sad. Yeah. And I think this would be a better world if we had more people that, CEOs that ran companies with your philosophy and your outlook online.
Yeah.
This kind of brings me into past lives a little bit. I want to talk about that because I don't remember how many they've told you about or what's been brought forth, but I remember one. So can you tell us a little bit about the past life?
Yeah, first they, which I'm same way. They've only come through with one. And
okay.
One of them, at first they just told you that I was a nun, and I was a nun in a orphanage, which is ironic because I adopted my daughter is adopted from not an orphanage, but from, she would have went to an orphanage. And then later they told you this, funny enough, that I was Mother Superior of the crew. But yeah, so, you know, and that's ironic because I'm like practicing Catholic, but this, like, I'm a person that follows the rules. So like, I always say, if you do the right thing, no matter what people think, if you do the right thing, it will come back to you. So, like, I always, like, the nun kind of fits me. Like, I don't, like, I do follow rules. So that goes along with the past. But I think that nun's still in me. So.
I think so, too. I mean, you know, I mean, I have know nothing about nunneries, and but you know, I know one of one nun. I don't know her a great deal, but she's a pranic healer, one of the masters in pranic healing, and she came up with the term. She used to run a nunnery, and so. At first, I just thought she was a nun, and then I heard, no, like she was a Mother Superior, and she ran the nunnery. And, you know, it's like a business. And, and I think to me, I see the fit. You used to be a Mother Superior, you know, to run this nunnery, and now you're running a big company.
Because the nuns that she was in charge of be like employees.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
So.
Right, because they're in charge of their finances and all that stuff. So
it's
a company.
Yep. And here's the really cool part about this. So you have done a reading also for my sister. So you, in her reading, the past life came up that she was a nun there also. So that was pretty cool. We met in past lives. I maybe made a pact that we were going to be together again. But that was you told me that came up like a couple months later. But yeah, that was pretty enlightening. So,
that's interesting. I don't remember that. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you for refreshing my memory on that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, usually with past lives, what I've seen is. The people that we have in our lives very close to us, especially families that we're born into, we've spent already lifetimes with them and we're still working stuff out, right? Either, you know, the difficult issues or to just kind of come back and just have like a really beautiful, easy relationship. So it runs the gamut. Yeah, but I think it's very interesting. And here you are.
Too. Yeah.
Mother Superior with her staff.
Yeah, back again. And I think he told my daughter that she, which is the adopted daughter, that she was in, mm-hmm. in that nun. I don't know if a she was in there as a child or a nun, but her, one of her past lives connected to my past life. So, yeah, you're right. All like maybe we do stay together, but that's pretty cool.
So, yeah.
Yeah, we just all laughed about that. We thought that was funny.
Yeah. I don't remember what I said there. But,
yeah.
But what I find interesting is, you know, you probably ran that nunnery, and now you're running a large corporation.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, you had said that my guys had said that that I'm carrying through, I'm doing well because they work so hard, and so then I'm reaping the benefits of them working so hard.
Of your guides?
Yeah. No, of my past life.
Oh, okay. So your past lives, you worked very hard, and so now you're reaping the benefits of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I believe that. Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, and they were nuns, so they couldn't, you know, accumulate anything. So maybe they wanted to be in a life that could accumulate stuff.
Right. Right. They couldn't accumulate physical riches.
Right.
But karmically, they have.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's the only path like that has been our talk.
Uh-huh. Okay. When I told you about the past lives, did any of them resonate with you on any level?
No, I just because they were nuns, and I've been a Catholic all my life and a practicing Catholic, and so is my whole family. So I just thought that was ironic, and I thought, well, that's why maybe I do follow all the rules and I always do the right thing, and I it was kind of comical, like, okay, now you know why you are who you are. So. Sometimes I think to myself, okay, the nun in you can go away. You need to have fun now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's actually a really good point. I think from what I've seen in some lifetimes, it is time for kind of like, okay, enough of the restricted, the religious restrictions, mm-hmm. and let's let go a little bit. Let's have fun and really enjoy being a human and, you know, having relationships and having money and spending money and, going as far.
Yeah, that reminds me, because that's one of the things the spirit guides, and that's why they wanted me to travel. See, that's what I said. The stuff that they say is easy to do. They said I'm supposed to start having fun, that I don't have very much fun in my life, that was one of the things that they want me to do. I'm still working on that. But they actually, that was the deal with go travel and have some fun in your life. So that's what I'm working towards also.
I don't remember saying that. Is that true? Do you find that true, that you need to have more fun?
Yes, 100%. Definitely. Because like you said, I got so much responsibility that I'm a check off of the list person. Like, You can't do this. You got to get all these things done, and that's 100% true. So I do, like, I am going to start to travel. I've made plans since they told me, and I just got to go have some fun. So, but that is one of the things that they kept saying, you need to do something fun. So
okay,
yeah,
nice. Well, is Mother Superior's checklist almost finished?
Is what?
Is Mother Superior's checklist almost finished?
No.
So she can go on her trip?
We have it booked, which I would have never, if I wasn't having these meetings, I would have never in a million years, because I want to go to Paris, but I just always said, I don't have time. So actually it was my daughter who said, you know, Mom, people do go to Paris on the weekends. So I said, okay, So we're doing a 4-day trip to go to Paris, and then we're going to make another trip. But that was my whole thing is always I can't. I got to be here. So we're fitting it in. So they actually, I was told 2 or 3 different times that I am to go to Paris. So I finally said, okay, I'm supposed to go to Paris. So some of these things, like you want to hear them, you want them to make you do stuff like that. So
now it's kind of coming back, isn't? I think I remember too, like energetically, something's going to change when you go over there.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
I know, and we're going in May, so. My other sister was so lovely. Yeah, I'm going to go with my sister and a couple other people, my daughter, and we've got it planned out, and we're going to have fun. So.
Yay! Wow, and that's coming quick.
Yes, it is. But that's the way this stuff has changed my life. Like, it just like I said, makes you go. It encourages you to go out of your comfort zone and go and do stuff. And then you do it. It takes you to the next level to do things. And it's just it is truly amazing. Every time I had a conference with Michael a couple days ago, and I have a list sitting here on my desk of things I got to start on Monday, and it just gives you a different focus and a different way to look at your life and where you need to go to. And it's really awesome.
Yeah, so. That is great. Great. Let's see. We have some callers. Would you be comfortable if we went to the phones and ask and see if they have a question?
Absolutely. Yep.
Okay. Well, let's do it. All right. So we're going to take a little break from the interview. We're going to go to the phones. And we have a caller here from area code 310. Hello, 310. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Vince from New York. How are you?
Hi, Vince. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I'm just really right now in a panic mode because I was fired from my job at the beginning of this February because I couldn't pass the training. They did say that I'm eligible for rehire, and so I've been reapplying like crazy. But in the meantime, I've had a couple of interviews, one of them being at a beverage company called Adirondack, and they're located in Schenectady. And then another, I'm waiting to hear from a railroad company that they're hiring track repair people, entry level and whatnot with training provided. So anyway, I'm just wondering if one of these jobs are going to pan out or if there's something coming like tomorrow for me, like real soon.
Okay, let's see. So one was with a railroad, and what was the other one with?
Yes, CXS Railroad, and then the other one. There's a company called Adirondack Beverages. They make soft drinks, but they also make flavored bottled water as well as canned water. And the guys in the license should know by this week because I had the interview a week ago Thursday. So he said about a week and a half,
okay.
So I should know this week. But I'm also wondering if I'm going to be rehired at the company I just was fired from. They're a medical company. They produce medication.
Mm-hmm. I'm getting the railroad job.
Okay.
And also I'm getting to, Vince, that it almost feels kind of like where you were doesn't feel like there was any growth potential there.
Okay.
And it feels at, like the railroad, there will be growth potential here at this company. So, you know, you can advance and move up. And I also feel travel with this company as well. I don't know if that's maybe you'll move or you're just going to travel with the company. But I feel
there will be
movement.
Yeah, because I'm going to be doing track repair if I get hired. They will be shoveling me around from one place to another. But they provide, you know, all the necessities that I need.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I get you're going to like this job. This feels like it will be a better fit for you. It feels like the one that you were just let go from. It feels very confining in some ways. I feel constricted there.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. So I think this is going to be a better fit. And your guides are saying, don't panic, coming. Like, it's kind of like this is, it needed to happen to get you to move to a better company. Because it feels like, too, you get comfortable and then you don't want to move. You understand that?
Yeah. Yeah, I kind of do.
Yeah. Yeah, so sometimes we have to move out of our comfort zone, like Marie's been telling us. We have to push our boundaries and to grow, in order to grow. And it feels awkward, and sometimes it doesn't feel right, but I think you're going to do great at this job.
Okay.
All right?
Do you know how long it'll be before
Don't
I
worry.
Start working again?
Okay. Well, thank you for calling, Vince. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening.
Okay.
And
yeah, no
I'll put you on hold so you continue listening. Have a great day.
Okay. You too.
Okay. All right. That's tough when we lose jobs.
Yes.
But I find that, you know, sometimes the guides give us a little incentive. They're like,
sometimes it's a blessing.
Let's move on.
Yep. It's one of those things where you think it's horrible, but in the end, it leads to something wonderful.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, I wanted to go back to the guides. How many guides have revealed themselves to you? Are you aware? Do you remember?
Four or five. There was one main guy,
mm-hmm.
and then other ones coming in for other things. And then I think the last,
mm-hmm.
not this past week, but the week before, you said that there was one or two new ones coming in, which I didn't know. I thought we had the same guys for our whole life, but I guess we don't as we change. Is that correct?
Have they shown themselves to you, described how they've looked and if they're male or female?
Yes. So
would you mind sharing some of that?
No, because it's actually comical. So one of them was, if you imagined like a 1940s cowgirl, woman dressed in a cowgirl outfit that was a businesswoman that was, you know, very powerful. So one was that was the image that she was given. So that dressed in pink. So that was that I love that image. And
let me ask. So the cowgirl and the businesswoman were the same, or they were two different guides?
They were two different. So the cowgirl was just I don't know how to describe it. I don't know what is. She was just a leader and just said, the image was like, you show your power. That was the image that she was presenting.
Okay, vaguely recall that. Okay.
Female? Reading. Yeah, and I think they were a businesswoman. And I can't remember how they presented themselves.
Okay. Hmm. Yeah, I'm kind of recalling the guide. She's kind of stepping forth again. Didn't she? Yet she has like a little skirt with boots,
friend.
And she has the hat with a vest, and I think she has gloves on that kind of come up mid arm with fringe on them. Yeah,
yes.
And she has a, what do they call it, a lasso?
Yeah. Yeah, and if, also, we haven't talked about this, but in addition to the guides appearing, I've had past family members appearing. And sometimes they appear for 2 minutes. One time they appeared for a half hour. And they just appear to tell me that they're proud of me, that they're always around me. That was very comforting, too. One was my mom, one was my ex-father-in-law, and they were just so supportive and wanted me to know that they are there. My grandfather appeared just to let me know that they're there. They're there. They're around us all the time, and that is very comforting to know, too. And they don't always appear, but when they have something to say, they do. And it's really cool. You know, I never experienced that in my life ever. I never knew that was a possibility. But and when they appear, you know it's them because they tell you something that there's no way that it could not be them. So so you know who they are, they'll tell you something specific. Like my grandfather told me something specific that only I would have known about him.
Right.
So if you have a reading, you could get somebody from your life that has passed that just wants to let you know that they're okay and they like what you're doing.
Yeah. Isn't that nice that they're always around?
And I never knew that until I started having these sessions with you.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. I never knew that until I started doing readings.
I
mean, I believed in the afterlife, but I believed, you know, it was kind of like we go to heaven. This was like a resort area, and we just kind of hung out there amongst the clouds and each other, like a perpetual cocktail party. But, you know, now I know it's different. They're still with us. They're just changed the form.
And since you've revealed that to me, honestly, in the morning, I wake up and part of my routine is just say, good morning. You know, good morning, Mom. Good morning, Grandpa. Because they're there. They're around you. So it's nice to know that. So that even though you miss them, you can't talk to them, but they're still there. So I do that now. And only because I start having notes with you is like I mention their names. I go down through your list and just say, good morning. So that's
nice.
Really cool. Yeah.
Yeah. So are you ever aware of the presence of your spirit guides or your family members?
No, I'm not really sensitive to that. Like my daughter, she is, but I'm not really sensitive to it. I just know consciously they're there. But I don't ever get like a feeling that they're with me. I just know they are. You know, I just know that they are. And I know they can hear me, and they're always with me. And so it just wants you to do the right thing. Something it just makes you want to be the person that they would be proud of because they're still there.
That's sweet. That's
really
sweet.
But I would have never experienced that if I wasn't having sessions with you. So that it is really cool.
Yeah,
and it's always good. They've never appeared and it'd be nothing but good stuff. It's never scary. It's never weird. It's just always love and good stuff.
Yeah. Well, that's what they're about. They want us to grow and be better and let us know we're supported all the time.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. So, now that we've been working together over a year together, is there, when we have a session, do you have different goals now? Has it changed or shifted for you in any way?
Yeah, when we first started, I was just nervous. I didn't really have no expectation. I was just nervous. But now it's almost like now I get when I have a session with you, before I get on, that morning I ask my guides to appear and to be with me and to let me know what I should be doing. So then when I get on with you, I'm just expecting them to tell me what I need to know to be a better person and to grow and to help me. So that's kind of what I expected. And what I do then is I make notes and then I do what they say. And then I will come back with you and I will make an appointment for another meeting with you when I've done what they say. Because there's no sense in coming back if you're not going to do what they said. Because they're just going to tell you to do it again. I've experienced that. But I didn't, like the thing to Paris, I had to go 3 times to go to Paris. And now they don't mention it because they know I'm going to Paris.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. It never, since I made my thing, it doesn't come up. So, yeah, when I get on here, my goal is to how do I go to my next level in all parts of my life? I know when I'm ready for a relationship that I can ask them to guide me, to guide that person to me, and to guide a good person to me, and they will. But here's the other thing. You can't expect them to do that without you doing the work. So you just, which is not hard, but you have to do,
right.
You just can't sit in your living room and expect someone to come knock on the door and that's the man for you. You got to kind of do what they say to get you that guy. Which, like I said, there's nothing they have told me to do that I'm like, oh, no, there's no way I can do that. I think one time they told me they see me doing speeches. I still haven't got my head wrapped around that one yet, but to do public speaking. It'll come. If I'm supposed to do it, it'll come. So.
Right. And that's, I think, for your business, right? This speaking.
Yeah.
Public speaking.
Yeah.
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 Okay. What's interesting, every time we have a session, you're so business-oriented. You know, to me, it almost feels kind of like a business meeting with you.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm meeting with the CEO and I'm reporting facts to you.
You'd be called to order. Yeah, because when we have a session, it's 90% business. And you, I don't tell you that. I don't ask any questions till the end. So what I do is I let them guide me, and then at the end, if they haven't answered my questions, I'll ask. But it seems so funny that they are guiding me right now. They're guiding me to the business. So when they want to guide me to more personal stuff, they will. That's how I look at it. I go by what they are guiding me. Now, if I wanted to change that, I would ask you in the beginning, hey, you know, can I do this or I want to know this? But right now I just let them do the guiding. But ours are, like you said, ours are more business-oriented than personal.
Yeah. Well, I think they're helping you get the business to a certain level. And I think once you get to that plateau or that place that you want it to be, then they'll kind of back away from it.
Yeah. And they have
said
a couple things.
And they'll talk about your partner that's coming.
Yes. And they have told me, you know, travel, have fun. So they have mixed a little personal stuff in there. But it's like you said, it's mixed a bit. And that's why I feel, too, when I get there, then the next step will be.
Yeah.
So.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Wow. And I have to tell you, I'm in awe of you. And just, I know you have a lot of work and you do so much for a lot of people around you. I just have a great amount of respect for you and your work ethic and everything you've accomplished. It's amazing. Yeah. And you're now a business, a woman-owned business.
Yes.
Right?
Which is
amazing.
They guided me to that, too. So, like, that I'm now I was a woman in business anyway, but now I'm certified.
Right.
Like, I went through the thing.
Certified.
Certified.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah, and that was something that they guided me to step forward and do. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So are we going to see you on the cover of Forbes magazine or something?
Yeah. Well, you know, that's another thing they pushed me to do is I was never one to have my picture taken or put my picture out there, and they changed that. They said, no, get your picture on your website, get your picture on Facebook. And I have reluctantly done it. I've done it. But that's something I would have never done. When they said it, I stepped out of my comfort zone and did it. So it's on there.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. So. Well, this is amazing. Thank you so much, Marie, for coming on.
Thank you. You have guided me to them, and I can't thank you enough.
Well, I haven't done that. It's them. I'm just the interpreter. That's it. They do the work, and you do the work. And
yeah.
So thank you to you. It's amazing to watch, and I'm glad we had this opportunity to discuss this journey. And I'm super grateful, and thank you for being so gracious to share this with everybody.
Yeah.
And
well, maybe we'll do it a year from now, and I can tell you all the things that have transpired since then.
Yeah. All right. So thank you, everybody, for listening to the Psychic Funhouse. We appreciate you spending your time with us. And be sure to follow us here on blogtalkradio.com/psychicfunhouse. You can follow us, get updates when we schedule a show, and you'll be notified of all the shows. And also, we are on Amazon, Apple, Google, and Spotify platforms. So you can download the podcast and bring us with you. So thank you, everybody, for listening. We appreciate you. Thank you, Marie, for being with us. I appreciate you. And
My pleasure.
Thank you to your guides. Yep, and we thank all the guides. Have a wonderful weekend, everybody, and we'll see you next. We'll see you Friday evening, 6 p.m. here on Psychic Funhouse. Goodbye.